sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
Welcome to That's a Freebie, the only podcast on the internet that features me. I am Diggy. I am your host for today's and every episode of That's a Freebie. We're going to start, as always, with an Ask a Freebie question. This week's question is, what is your favourite Christmas movie? I don't have one. I really don't have one. I like a lot of Christmas movies. So I like The Santa Claus. Not as much of a fan of the sequels, but I don't dislike them. The kids seem to really like, I think it's the third one that they like. I can't remember. No. The second one, I think, is the one that they've been watching more recently. The one where he has to get married. Oops, spoiler. The object of the movie, so it's not much of a spoiler. I didn't say he gets married. He might not get married. Who knows? Well, I know, and probably most of you know as well, because you've probably all seen it. I like the Santa Claus movie and the others. I really like Santa Claus the movie, very old movie. That was always the Christmas film that me and my mum watched growing up. I don't remember a lot of it, apparently, because my wife was watching it last night and I was reading comics. I wasn't really paying much attention because I was too into Spider-Man. But I'd completely forgot about the tragic beginning of that movie I'm not going to spoil it in case you haven't seen it. I mean, it's a really old movie, but you know, you might not have seen it because it's probably passed a lot of people by because of its age. But yeah, it's quite a tragic start. I don't remember any of that. I'm wondering if my mum maybe used to fast forward through it, and start it from a certain point, like when he first becomes Santa Claus. I'm not too sure. But I suppose, you could throw Frozen in there as a Christmas movie. It was released around Christmas time. It's about snow and snowmen and ice powers. It doesn't get much more Christmassy than that. A lot of people's answer to that question, of course, is Die Hard, which de facto is not a Christmas movie. I used to be one of the people who put it in the camp of being a Christmas movie, but Bruce Willis himself has said many times that it is not a Christmas movie. It's just a movie set at Christmas. And normally I would say, you know what? I don't care what Bruce Willis says, but the poor guy's going through some proper health issues at the moment and can barely remember almost anything. And, you know, for a Hollywood legend like that, I'm going to respect one of the things that he said because he can't remember any of it himself. I think I will back him up that it's not a Christmas movie because, well, just out of respect for Bruce Willis. So that's off the table as a favourite Christmas movie. Another one that I, you know, if you listen to last week's That's a Freebie Plus episode, you would know that I've started calling the bit at the end of the show the after show because it's just so much easier to say. So in last week's after show, there was a Christmas quiz. We all had fun. It was amazing. And I remembered that Gremlins is technically a Christmas movie because there was a question about Gremlins in there. Sod it. Gremlins is my favourite Christmas movie. That took a lot of hashing out to get to that answer, but I got there. So I try not to answer these too far ahead in my head once I see the questions. I wait until until I'm on air, as it were. If you want to send a question, just go to thatsafreebie.com. As I mentioned last week, I am starting to run low on questions, so please do send some in if you've got some. I do have other ways of getting questions, but I'd rather questions come from listeners rather than me generating them myself. And I think that's it for that section of the show. Shall we move on? Yeah, I think we should. So this week on Monday, I dropped the kids off at school And sorry, that made me giggle because one of my friends, every time I say I've dropped the kids off at school, he immediately seems to mean I've had a poo because that's slang for having a poo. I've dropped the kids off. I didn't have a poo. Well, I did. I probably did have a poo, but that's not what the that's not what I meant by that. I took the children to school and placed them in the custody of the teachers for the day. And then I left the school area. Okay? Is that clear? So I dropped the kids off at school. And I drove to the car park, parked the car up, got on the tram, got halfway into town when I realised that it was my day off and I didn't need to go to work. So I had to come back. I wasted a lot of time doing that. And I had a lot to do that day. And I just was in complete autopilot mode. Like, I've done it before where I've driven halfway to the car park and gone, oh, what are you doing? I'm not supposed to be going here today. You know, just on complete autopilot. But yeah, this time I almost ended up at work. I would have walked in and been like, hi. And people would have been like, what are you doing working on a Monday? You never work Mondays. And then I would have been an even bigger fool. I would have even probably have tried to pretend, no, I'm definitely here for another reason. But it wouldn't have washed because people would have known, because I am that stupid at times. what else has happened this week? It's been a quiet week, actually. I think it is this time of year. I think sometimes this time of year, there's so much happening that it's hard to categorize it all into stories or topics that I can talk about. A standout moment for me this week was that I was in Costa on Sunday, my new favorite Sunday morning treat, I suppose, is to go and have a coffee at Costa and some toast. I love the toast, although I did discover this week that they do toasted tea cakes because they'd run out of toast. The toasted tea cakes are great. They're also much more filling than the toast. I made the mistake of having two of them and I struggled to finish the second one, which is not like me, actually. I'm, you know, pretty gluttonous. I could eat a lot of food. But yeah, two tea cakes apparently was too much for me. But while I was in there, there was this guy who walked in. I was still waiting to pick my items up off the counter, you know, like the tea cakes were still cooking, basically. And he came in and he had his phone on speaker and he was clearly just watching like TikTok videos or something like that. And it was on full belt, like really, really loud. And so loud that you couldn't tell what was actually happening in the videos because it was all distorted and bad. And he's watching them. He walked right past the counter, doesn't stand at the end of the counter where you collect your stuff. And then people kept coming in and getting served. And you could tell just by looking at him that he hadn't realised he was in the wrong place. And then all of a sudden he realised that a queue had formed sort of in front of him. And he started losing his temper at everyone. He's like, oh, I'm in the queue here. What are y'all doing? And the person who worked there said, that's not where the queue is. You've walked right past the counter and gone to the end of the area where to where you collect your food. And he's like, oh, no one effing told me. I'm like, well, no one could communicate with you. We tried. Like, they did as well. They'd been waving at him, you know, trying to get his attention. They'd said, excuse me, a few times. I'd gone, they're trying to talk to you. Nothing. Completely engrossed in his phone on full belt, right? So anyway, he goes and joins the queue. And someone else came and joined him. And you could tell she was like, she said, she whispered something to him and he put his phone away. She probably said, turn that thing off. You're an arsehole, right? That's what I imagine in my head is what happened. So he did. He turned it off, put it in his pocket. They got to the counter, ordered the food. But he was one of these people that was loud. And that's coming from me, right? That's coming from me. I shout a lot. But he was so loud. And you could tell he was just obnoxious. I got the feeling that he was doing it to be obnoxious as well. Because of how they'd spoken to him when he came in. So anyway, what does he do? He decides to go and sit down. Which is great. He sat down where I wanted to sit because I was still waiting for my food at this point. All this had happened in the space of like 10 seconds. You know, it wasn't like he'd been waiting ages or anything like that. So I decided to sit on completely the opposite side of the room from him because I did not want any part of whatever he was going to end up doing. And sure enough, phone comes out again while he's sat down. It's on full bell. It's echoing around the room. He's whoever he was with, I don't know, wife, girlfriend, whatever. She takes the cups over. And you could tell she was just annoyed at him the whole time, frowning at him, shouting. He then decided it was time to make a phone call on speaker. So he makes a phone call on speaker and then starts walking around Costa and standing next to people's tables. He come and stood next to my table and he's talking away on the phone. And he looked at me and he's looking at me. And I looked at him and he kept looking at me and he's talking loudly on his phone. I was like, he's doing this on purpose. He's an ass. So I just went, "F-ing move." Anyway, he giggled and went and stood next to somebody else. So he's clearly just doing it to be an arsehole. Something that I've not seen somebody do in a long time. But yeah, he was just one of those people that was clearly out to upset people's day. And sadly, it worked. So he got what he wanted, didn't he? Probably went home and had a walk over it. You may recall last week I was talking about having a new series that I was thinking of starting. And I was also talking about like trying to get ahead on episodes. This may have actually have been in the pre-show. I actually can't remember now. So don't worry too much. If you don't remember me talking about this, that would have been something that only the Plus subscribers would have got to hear at the time. But essentially, I was talking about that I want to have... I want to try and get like a month ahead in recording because it's always ideal when I do that. But something always seems to inevitably go wrong when I do that. When I get ahead, I find that things come up where I can't record and I very quickly run out of those episodes being ahead. Like, for example, right now I'm in that situation where I'm recording and publishing on the same day. As in, I'm publishing to be released on the Monday on the same day. So I'm a few days ahead, but it's not enough. I like to know that if for some reason during the course of a week, if something comes up and I just can't record an episode that week, then it doesn't matter. It's already posted and I could leave it till the next week. But then, of course, what happens is something happens, that happens, and then I end up at a point where I'm basically catching up from how far ahead I am. So what I wanted to do where possible is try and get about 4 weeks ahead so that I'm always recording. Like, for example, now is December. I want to be recording the episodes for January now, realistically. The only difficulty there is that, you know, the news section, you know, this section of the show is a little bit hard to maintain because, you know, it's usually going off memory of the things that I've done that week or the places I've been that week. So I'm looking into a few ways of doing that. Like, I could record the entire episodes because I've always got, like, my Podtail stuff is always ahead and all that kind of stuff. I could record whole swaths of episodes and then just each week record the news episode. I don't know. But one of the things I did think I could do is I could just record a few episodes that are, like, bankable episodes. So episodes where I'm not going to release them, but they're just there to drop in the occasion that something happens. I've always thought, you know, what if the kids are off school sick? Doesn't matter too much if the kids are off school sick because I can just go up and record in the bedroom. Or what if, I don't know, what if one of them ends up in the hospital and I need to be in the hospital? Like, the last thing I'm going to be thinking about is the podcast anyway in that situation. But if I've got a banked episode, I could just upload it and not have to worry about, about anything there. My wife's poorly and she comes home. I can't really record an episode with her in the house feeling not very well. I wouldn't want to put that on anyone. Just listen to me talking away into a microphone while you're feeling sick. No one wants that. You all want that. You want that. You should subscribe to That's a Freebie Plus so you can get more of that. Yeah, that's what I meant. but you get the idea, right? I want to try and have something there ready to go. And I've often thought, well, maybe if I just record a few Podtails episodes and I could just, you know, that week I'll just have Podtails as the topic, as the episode, like nothing else, no pick of the week, nothing like that, which is fine. I could do that. That's not a big issue. I'm just curious as to, you know, if there's anything that you guys think would work. You know, if the show is made for you, after all, it's made by me for you. It's mostly, you know, you depict the content, because if you don't like it, you don't listen to it, which means there's no point in me making it. So yeah, just throw me some ideas. You know, what would you like as like topics, or is there something specific you think I could do when I'm not able to make an episode that I can record in advance and just upload on the go? I was even thinking quizzes, things like that, because I've had the Christmas quiz that I did last week in the after show was good. I enjoyed that. So maybe something like that. I don't know. Throwing a few ideas out there. I would love it if you have any. Let me know what you think. This week in Pod Tales, we're going to be continuing with the Christmas theme, and we're going to be looking at the Yule log. As the winter nights grow longer and colder, one tradition has burned bright across centuries: the Yule log. Originally a large, specially selected piece of wood placed on a hearth, the Yule log has roots in European folklore and remains a cherished symbol of warmth, protection, and festive spirit. The Yule log was traditionally burned as part of the winter solstice and Christmas celebrations. A portion of the log was burned each night from Christmas Eve until Twelfth Night, which is January 6th, symbolising light and warmth during the darkest days of the year. Afterward, the remaining piece was often saved under the bed as a charm for good luck and protection from fire or lightning. People believe the log could reveal fortunes for the coming year by watching the way it burned or counting the sparks that flew from it. Over time, the log became part of a broader winter traditions, including Yule fires and Yule candles, which celebrated divine light. The true origins of the Yule log are debated, as is everything, right? While the concept of the Yule dates back to pre-Christian Germanic paganism, the first documented references to the log itself appear in 17th century England. Earlier customs tied to winter solstice bonfires suggest the log may be an evolution of ancient Indo-European rituals celebrated across Albanian, Celtic, Germanic, Baltic, and Slavic cultures. Some scholars link the Yule log to the Anglo-Saxon Night of the Mothers, which is Maidrenach. A Christian feast held at midwinter. Others view it as a symbol of the returning sun and lengthening days, reflected in traditions like the burning of the oak or ash logs. By the time the Christianization of Europe, the log had become associated with Christmas, blending pagan and Christian elements. The Yule log tradition has taken many forms across Europe and beyond, often varying by region. In the United Kingdom, the Yule log was a centrepiece of Christmas Eve festivities, particularly in the North Country and West Country. It was considered bad luck if the log went out before fully burning. In some regions, families saved a piece of the log to light the following year's Yule log for continuity and protection. Variants include the ash faggot in the West Country, a bundle of ash sticks tied together and burned on Christmas Eve. France. Known as the Bûche de Noël, the log was often paraded through homes and blessed with wine before burning. In Provence, the Cachofio tradition involves the family patriarch carrying the log around the house three times before lighting it. Today, the custom lives on in the form of the Bûche de Noël cake, a log-shaped dessert. It's actually a log-shaped dessert. In Germany, the Christklotz was burned as part of Christmas Eve traditions. In some regions, its ashes were scattered in fields to protect crops and ensure fertility. In Spain and Catalonia, the Tizón de Nadal in Galicia and Asturias is burned over the holiday season, with its ashes believed to bring good fortune. In Catalonia, the Tío de Nadal, Christmas log, is a playful variation. Children feed the log before Christmas and beat it with sticks to make it poop candy and small gifts. I would love a log to poop candy. Scandinavia and the Baltics. In Latvia and Lithuania, people dragged a log through their village as part of winter solstice celebrations. They burned it to symbolise the clearing of bad spirits and misfortunes. In the Balkans and Greece, the Serbian Bajnjak involves burning an oak log on Christmas Eve, while in Greece, the log's fire was thought to ward off the mischievous Kilikan... this is such a long word. Kalikanzaroi. Kalikanzaroi. Goblin-like creature of local folklore. I wonder if that's very similar to the Krampus. In the United States, the Yule log has become a symbol of holiday coziness, thanks in part to the 1966 debut of the Yule log TV broadcast by WPIX in New York. The program featured a continuous loop of a crackling fireplace set to Christmas music and became a holiday staple across the country. We've probably all seen that at some point. While its form may vary, whether a roaring hearth fire or symbolic cake, or even a virtual log, the Yule log continues to evoke themes of light, warmth, and community. Whether you're telling ghost stories by the fire or slicing into a nice, sweet bûche de Noël, the Yule log reminds us of the joy of gathering together in the heart of winter, celebrating the return of longer days and the enduring spirit of the season. Remember, you can send your own topics for Podtales by going to thatsafreebie.com, and you can choose what I talk about on the show. This week's pick of the week is the podcast Vulcan Hello. Vulcan Hello is, as you might have guessed by the title, is a podcast about Star Trek, but it's specifically about new Star Trek. So when a new episode of Star Trek comes out, and mostly live action as well, they tend not to do the animated series oh my word, I've forgotten what that series of Star Trek is called. My God, I'm going to have to actually just look that up quickly because why can't I remember it? Lower Decks, Star Trek Lower Decks. Good grief, I can't believe I've forgotten that. It's one of my favourite TV shows at the minute. Yeah, they don't do the animated shows. They do the live-action shows. So when Strange New Worlds comes back, they'll start up the podcast again. They'll talk about those episodes. They'll talk about the themes and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it helps you spot things you didn't even notice. They don't get into spoilers, which is good, or rumours and things like that. They don't even try and guess what's going to happen, which I like. I like it when people talk about what has happened rather than what they think will happen, because sometimes that ruins it for you. So yeah, good podcast if you like Star Trek. Thank you all for listening. We are at the end of the regular show now, but we're about to go into the after show. The after show, of course, is available for That's a Freebie Plus subscribers. So if you want to get in on that, you will need to go to thatsafreebie.com, where you can subscribe to That's a Freebie Plus, or you can have a look at my social medias. You can reach out, you can ask me a question, you can send me a Podtales topic, you can do it all. And this week's after show is going to be another Christmas quiz, this one related to music. See you next time.